The Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir for Parshas Vayechi. We'll be looking at the Sefer Chesed Ve'emes from Rav Chaim Churi. So Rav Chaim ben Avram Churi lived from 1885 to 1957. He died on the 25th of Iyar. So the phrase Chesed Ve'emes comes up in Parshas Vayechi in Perek Memzayin Pasuk Chavtes. When Yaakov was about to die, he calls to Yosef and says to him to come close, place your hand under my thigh, and do kindness and truth with me. V'yasisa imadi chesed ve'emes. Al na tikbrini mitzrayim. Do with me a chesed ve'emes, kindness and truth, and don't bury me in mitzrayim. And Rashi says, chesed ve'emes means it's a chesed shel emes. Because when you do chesed, something kind for someone who's about to die or is dead, that's a favor that does not get reciprocated. So Rav Churi wrote many svarim. Several of them are the Chesed Ve'emes, which we'll be talking about, which are his drashos, his drushim. He has a sefer called Derech Chaim, which are gematrios, remazim on Tanakh, and chidushim on Shas. He has a sefer Niflaos Gedolos, which records maisim of gedolim. He has a Shas and Tshuvos Chaim Ve'chesed, and he has a sefer Motza Chaim. So he immigrated to Israel from Djerba. Djerba is the largest island of North Africa, located off the coast of Tunisia. In 1955, he immigrated to Eretz Yisrael. He settled in Be'er Sheva, and he passed away 2 years later and was buried in the cemetery in Be'er Sheva. He called the Sefer Chesed Ve'emes because it was a tribute to all the previous Rabbanim in Tunisia who sacrificed so much. And he also writes that when a person brings someone else closer to Torah, that's also a Chesed Shel Emes, because you're not expecting anything in return. And in the Sefer, he records several eulogies for a great Rabbanim of Tunisia. He had interesting Talmidim and Rabbanim. One of his Talmidim was Rachamim Chvita HaKohen, who was born in 1901. He also served as a Rav in Djerba. He wrote a Sefer on Shas called Pirchei Kahuna, and often quotes Rav Chaim Churi. He died in 1959. Also wrote a Shas and Shuvos called Simchas Kohen. Interesting about Djerba, now it also has a very unique Jewish history. It has sought UNESCO World Heritage Status protection for the island because there's a lot of history regarding how Jews got to Djerba and Tunisia and North Africa. There's an unusually high percentage of Kohanim, and local tradition says that when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the refugees who avoided slavery were actually Kohanim who settled in Djerba, and apparently genetic testing has confirmed that there's an unusually high percentage of Kohanim in Djerba. Some have even called it the island of Kohanim. One of Rav Churi's Rebbeim was Rav Alush Praji, who was born in 1854 in Gavis, which is an island near Djerba. And he also made Aliyah to Be'er Sheva. He was buried there. And right next to Rav Churi, his student. And Rav Praji wrote the Sefer Shalos and Tshuvos Ohev Mishpat. There's also another rabbi from Djerba, was Rav Matzliach Mazuz. He was born in Djerba in 1912. He became a disciple of Rav Rachamim HaKohen, the Pirchei Kahuna. They established a yeshiva there called Kisei Rachamim in Tunisia. And his son, Rav Meir Mazuz, established a yeshiva in Bnei Brak called Yeshivas Kisei Rachamim. And he wrote a Shalos and Tshuvos called Ish Matzliach. And finally, there was a Rav of Chalfon Moshe HaKohen, who was born in 1874. And he wrote a Shalos and Tshuvos called Shol V'Nishol. He was a Rav of Rav Churi, and he starts a tremendous amount of his Shas and Tshuvos with a question that was asked to him by Rav Chaim Churi. And he calls Rav Churi Hadayin HaMetsuyan. When Rav Churi was only 18 years old, he was already had smicha. He was already appointed as a Rav. He established a Torah V'Chaim Yeshiva in Djerba. He encouraged the Jews of Tunisia to make Aliyah, even tried to support them financially. And his grave in Be'er Sheva is a site that many go to who follow him over the years. There is a story that's told about Rav Chaim Churi. He was once traveling in a cab, in a taxi, and he noticed that it was getting dark. It was time to daven mincha. So he asked the Arab driver to stop to allow him to daven, but the driver refused. Mushki was approaching. He was getting concerned. All of a sudden, the car stops. It stalls. The driver tries to fix the problem. He didn't know what was wrong. While the driver was out of the car, Rav Churi quickly goes out and davens mincha. And when Rav Churi finished, he asked the driver, what's wrong with the car? And the driver says, I have no idea. Rav Churi says, try to start the car now. He tries to start it again, and the engine sputters to life. And the driver was amazed, and he says, the car stalled. It must have stalled in order to allow such a tzaddik to daven. We'll quote one limud related to the parsha from the Sefer Chesed V'Emes from Rav Huri, and this is in Drush number Yud Beis, in the second Chelek, page 363, that first he notes that we call it a Chesed Shel Emes when one does something kind for someone who's deceased, but hashkafically, it's really a Chiyuv Gamur. It's a complete obligation. The same way if a Sefer Torah is burnt, there's a Chiyuv to handle it, to treat it with kavod. If someone from Klal Yisrael passes away, and every Jew is a Sefer Torah, there's a chiyuv to assist with the proper burial of such a Jew. So Rav Huri notes that when Yaakov asks Yosef to do for him a chesed v'emes, so like we mentioned in the beginning, Rashi says it means a chesed shel emes. So Rav Huri just asks a very simple question. How does chesed v'emes mean chesed shel emes? If chesed v'emes really means chesed shel emes, then why the vav of v'emes? It should just say chesed emes or chesed shel emes. And also, if the phrase chesed v'emes means chesed shel emes, then we have another identical phrase in the Torah by Eliezer Eved Avraham when he's asking Rivka's father Besuel to take Rivka as a wife for Yitzchak. He says v'ata. Do for me a kindness and truth. So if chesed ve'emes means chesed shel emes, then that translation doesn't fit in by Eliezer, because how is chesed shel emes applicable to what Eliezer is asking? It's a favor, but it's a favor that could be repaid. Everyone's still alive. So Rav Chori answers. He says he remembers either hearing or seeing somewhere a pshat that Eliezer was asking Besuel and Lavan to agree to send Rivka away. Why? In the merit of Sari Imenu, who had just recently died, and left over Yitzhak Avinu as a son without a mother. So that would still be considered a chesed shel emes, that please allow Rivka to marry Yitzhak, he just lost his mother. It's a chesed shel emes to Sarah to have her son marry such a qualified girl. But Rav Chori has his own pshat. He offers us a second explanation. And he notes that we also have a phrase in Sefer Bereishis, in Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, where Avram is discussing with Ephron about Maris HaMachpelah and about purchasing it, where he says to Ephron, Ger v'soshav anuchi imachem. I'm a ger v'soshav. I'm a wanderer and I'm a dweller. And Rashi over there says, quotes from the Medrash, that ger v'soshav really are opposites. Ger means a wanderer, toshav means a dweller. So the Medrash says that Avram was saying it's an either or, meaning if you want, I can be a ger, and then you could sell it to me simply as if I'm a stranger, I'm a traveler. But if you decide not to sell it to me, I will be a toshav, and I will take it by force, by right, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu already promised me this land. So if ger v'soshav could mean an either or, Avram was saying, I'm either a ger or a toshav, you choose. So similarly, says Rav Chori, the phrase chesed v'emes, which Yaakov is telling to Yosef, and which Eliezer was telling to Lavan and Besuel, is similarly, again, this is an additional alternative shot to what Rashi says on the Pasuk, that Yaakov was saying to Yosef, chesed ve'emes, meaning, please do not bury me in Mitzrayim. So you can view it as a chesed, that you can listen to your father, and if you choose that you don't want to do this chesed, then it will be emes. Then you have to take it as a full-fledged chiyuv, and I need to be buried, not in Mitzrayim. And similarly, Eliezer was saying to Besuel and to Lavan, I'm trying to have a nice, peaceful negotiation with you, and if you want, this could be a chesed, this could be a conversation where you willingly give over Rivka to marry Yitzhak. Or, if you want to play hardball and you want to not acquiesce to this request, then emes. Then Rivka will come by force, because we know this is what's meant to be. And therefore, even if you think there's no real chiyuv, and it's simply to honor Yitzhak, really it will end up being emes, and Rivka will end up marrying Yitzhak anyway. Very interesting pshat on the phrase chesed v'emes. That's a little bit about the tzaddik Rav Chaim Churi and his sefer Chesed V'Emes.